Kia ora whanau and welcome back to another episode of the URI podcast. I'm your co-host, Jamie, joined with my other co-host, PK. And we have a guest slash third co-host.
I wouldn't even call him a guest, to be honest.
He's just a regular.
I'm just here.
He's a host too
I'm
now.
Chilling. I'm a host now.
Pretty much, basically.
Yeah, this is mine. This is mine.
Third co-host, oh you. So how's your week been? How have your guys' week been?
I'll start with the weekend. So, I went up north with a couple of mates. We went to, tried to look at some sand dunes, just have a bit of a good time up north. The main reason I went up there, so I went with Wynn and his sister. The main reason I went up there to Partel was to kind of get away from Cade, because I live with Cade, and a lot of the time, my blood just boils being with Cade all the time, so I need just...
Feelings mutual.
Yeah. So I just need like a slight break from Cade. So when I went up north, this motherfucker followed me. And I was like, why has he followed me? I'm up in Partel.
So I had planned to go up north like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, so anyway, so he planned to infiltrate my weekend.
Yeah.
So I went to Partel for the night, went down to Whangarei, just to get some brunch. And I sat down the brunt. What?
How was the hood?
It was nice. It was quiet. Whangarei. But Very went to get have brunch. Sat down at the table, and then Cade walks in, and my blood starts to boil. And so I tried to swing at him, and Wynn was calming me down, like just
Yeah, keyword there. Tried to swing at me.
And I got real angry, and I did swing, and I punched him. But Cade was teeth all gone.
Yeah, as you can see,
all
by
gone.
My smile.
And I told him I need this holiday, and he said he apologized, and he went back to town, back to Auckland, sorry. And
yeah, no, so that's not what happened whatsoever.
Is that how you got your, injury on your hand, you, slap
him back? Yeah, I did the Will Smith.
Gave him a couple of
spanks. So what happened then?
Yeah, no, so I was already going up north, right, and my mum had an event up there, so I went up to support and see mum and family and stuff like that. And
what happened?
I was sitting there at the event, and... He just turned up and he walked up to me, and he was taking some videos of the dogs and everything. And then he was like, oh, you want to go get some lunch? I was like, sweet as, yeah, we'll go get some lunch. There's a nice place just down the road, and followed me. We got there, he sat down, and then a light just switched on him, and he jumped across the table, jumping across. And I sort of leaned back and just elbowed him right on the jaw, and he fell over. That's how that ended.
Both of these stories seem very...
What I will say is, your mum did have an event, and I did go to take some pictures off your dogs.
Yeah.
Isn't there like
I called
dogs?
Your mum prior to the event to make sure that you weren't going to be there, and she said you weren't. And so I was very disappointed when I saw
that. Well, see, I don't know. Do you want round two or something? is this what we're talking about?
Because
from what I remember is you leaning across the table, me elbowing you in the mouth, and you waking up and Wynn, asking if you're
all
right.
So all I wanted was a weekend away from you, and you took that from me.
I feel like you guys need couples therapy.
Sorry, Jamie. You took that from me.
You know what you took from me? My dignity. All right. What were you saying, Jamie?
You guys need couples therapy.
You know, we're not a couple.
You fight like one.
Anyways, so you've planned today's episode, so we're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you got.
Okay, so first on the agenda... what was everyone's thoughts about the Mike Tyson Jake
ass
fight?
Oh yeah, ass. I knew Jake was gonna win.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. No. You start.
No. You go.
Well, I knew Jake was gonna win. I actually did think Jake would have knocked him out. If I'm honest, Mike Tyson's the GOAT. He will always be the GOAT. There's no one greater. Muhammad Ali, obviously. Maybe. But he is the GOAT, and he is old, 58.
Yeah,
it was. I felt it was a very disrespectful getting him in that ring, just because of his age. He did great for his age. He did amazing. A lot of people say it's rigged. Honestly, it could be. I really don't know. But I mean, for Mike Tyson's age, yeah, he smashed it. But for Jake Paul to have that, it's just sad. All his opponents are all 40 years and over, except for the one that's 25, which he lost to, which is Tommy Fury. I just feel it's just a bit sad,
Don't get me wrong. It's a W on his belt for the sense that he can be yo, I bet Mike Tyson.
I bet an elderly man.
You could look at it either ways, but either way, it's kind of one of those things to have on your belt. I bet Mike Tyson, even though he's old as fuck.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it was rigged per se, but one thing I would say from what I've heard online, apparently, I don't know how true this is, but he got more money the longer rounds he stayed in the match.
Yeah, so he got 35 mil. Over four rounds. If it goes past round four, he got more money.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's rigged per se, but there definitely was an incentive for, you know, going the full round and not. And apparently he got less money if he, or not much money at all if he actually won or knocked him out. So
he got 10 mil if he.
No, I think it was, Oh, yeah.
He got 10 mil if he got into the ring and he won, but he got more money.
He walked out with 40
yeah.
And Mike Tyson got 20.
But
that's pretty.
I wasn't saying ass about the fight. I was talking about the pre-fight. Was
what about the woman's fight?
The woman's fight. The woman's fight.
No. I was talking about the interview with Mike Tyson and him turning around and walking away. That's what I meant by ass.
That was, in my opinion, that's just straight disrespectful, bro. Is. Like
the woman's fight though, so good.
Yeah, that was ruthless intent right there.
I remember watching the fight. And Mike Tyson turns around and is that Mike Tyson's so ass cheeks?
He walked away and I'm like, what the fuck did I just see, bro?
I've been doing a lot of research on Mike Tyson's like past and stuff, and it's so interesting. And I know that they're working on a biopic, but they've been working on it for a good few years to get on. But I'm very interested in his life. Yeah. I read the story about how his first fight he got into. Someone took the head of a pigeon, and that's when he got into fight. You know, his big break was in The Hangover. Like, all these really interesting things about him.
Yeah, no, so there was a kid that always used to bully him, and he always liked pigeons, and he just walked up and snapped its neck.
What about when Jake Paul walked out with a pigeon?
Yeah, bro.
Well, that's the pigeon that he offered
Jake. Yeah.
Oh, it's a Mike, sorry.
I found it really interesting in that. So the first round was really good. Like, there were good shots thrown, good dodging. Yeah, bro, had a fucking fetish with biting his fucking hand.
I don't think the first round was anything at all, though. It was more like the third and fourth where they actually started to hit each other, or Mike.
No. The first and second round were good, like, defending, good shots, good.
Defending
and good shots, in my opinion. But then when it got to, like, round two, there was this really good shot Jake got on Mike. It was like.
And it stumbled him.
And he looked like a fucking Vietnam War vet, bro. Yeah. He just looked so, like, PTSD.
Even after that. Like, once we all, like, we were drinking, there was, like, 10 of us. Mm. There was a lot of likes in that one sentence. There was 10 of us drinking, watching the fight. And we all, as soon as Mike started walking up, I was like, oh, no. And everyone's like, what? It's like, his legs look done.
He almost tripped over. So did you see that?
Tired. Yeah. His physique.
It's just sad. The whole thing is just sad.
His doctor also said, like, don't do this.
And he almost died in June. It's just, the whole thing's just sad.
Yeah. To be fair, though, from what the press release that was done, like, after the fight about what happened in June, to go from June to fighting Jake Paul, from being that bad, losing 25 pounds of weight, losing most of your blood.
Yeah.
To then going and doing a boxing fight and earning $35 million, that's pretty fucking, like, bro deserves.
Jake Paul also said a few days before that he could beat prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no, you could not, Jake.
I would have loved to see that. If you're watching this
right now, you could not.
I don't think he is, but.
He's probably not, but.
Good times. I put money on Jake Paul, and I wanted Mike to win, but I put money on Jake Paul.
How much did you actually?
I put $10 on stuff.
How much did you get back? 20 or something?
It was like $24.
That's profit. Yeah, that's profit.
I'm gonna put money on the next Tommy Fury fight against Darren Hill. I know Tommy's gonna win. So
I should have put money on the. Did you watch John Jones fight?
Yeah, did you watch the John Jones fight on Sunday?
I haven't, but from what I've heard, I knew John Jones was gonna win. But the difference between John Jones and Jake, the way they went about things, is John Jones has a lot of respect for. I forgot his name already. The dude he was fighting.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel Jake did as well. He had respect, but he went about it, like, his whole persona on how he got famous and everything was to make everyone hate him, so I guess he had to roll with that.
I think a big thing with Jake as well is he does all of these fights for not a company, but for his brand, right?
Yeah.
His brand is Jake Paul.
Yeah.
So he only picks fights that he can win, whereas in the UFC, you just get given the next best person.
Yeah.
So Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson was probably one of the best bets in his book because it makes his brand, even though they're like, oh, you fucking bet an old man.
Yeah. I just want him to fight KSI. That's the big fight that everybody agrees. That's the big fight. Whether you want Jake to win or KSI to win, everybody knows that's the big fight. That's been in the works for 6 years. It almost happened last year in June, and then it was Jake that pulled out to fight. Who did he fight? He decided to fight Nate Diaz instead.
Yeah. Mm. Which was pretty mid fight, regardless.
Yeah.
Which he talked so much shit about.
I find it funny, as soon as Jake Paul versus someone his age, he just gets fucking beat.
Like, I want Garcia to smoke him.
Bro, who are Paddy?
They won't fight.
Did you see on Twitter that Paddy Pimbleton, is calling out Jake? Like, fuck you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Everybody's calling out Jake now.
But I reckon Paddy Pimbleton's probably one of, like...
He's one of the people that actually would do it. So is Garcia.
He would do it, but also, like, fucking knock him out first round.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys won't be able to, because they're under contracts.
To be fair, though,
Garcia can, but he won't.
Jake and, Dana White have a quarrel. They don't like each other. I reckon if someone really wanted to in the UFC, if they begged Dana White to let them, he would let them. Like, he would put a clause.
McGregor really wants to.
McGregor really wants to fight KSI.
Yeah, he does. I want to see that,
but Dana will never let that happen.
But, I want to see that, but the difference between, like, McGregor and KSI or McGregor and Jake Paul is also a massive difference.
McGregor specializes in
mixed martial arts,
MMA, whereas Jake's just boxing.
Yeah,
of course they can't, like, they're not trained in MMA whatsoever. They'd get fucked up in the Pentagon. Like,
yeah, but Jake also said he would take McGregor whenever and whatever.
Did you remember when Floyd Mayweather and Jake had like a scruffle on the streets?
I think so. Wait,
that was planned. That was all planned. It came out like a couple weeks ago that it was all planned.
Damn. Mayweather and McGregor.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mayweather and Jake.
Oh shit.
Bit random, but do you remember towards the end of the Mike Tyson fight where Jake like bows down and gives respect?
Yeah.
Tyson could have done the funniest shit. Just knocked him out right.
Apparently in his contract as well, it said if he did any uppercuts, he like loses every uppercut he does, he loses money. So that's why
I don't know. Well,
because one of the biggest...
I don't think anyone in the public will ever get to know that.
Oh no. The best thing about Mike Tyson is when he fights is his best move is go for the gut punch and then go for the uppercut. Exactly. He couldn't do that in the ring because if he did, he would have been like, oh, that's
how I mean, again, we don't know how true that is.
Yeah. It could be completely false, but it matches up.
Anyway, should we move on? What else you got?
Song of the week. What's everyone bumping this week? What's the jam?
I said to Jamie, I'm probably going to be silent most of this bit because the songs I listen to, you just don't like them. I like a lot of 80s stuff.
Hey, I like 80s stuff.
What am I listening to at the moment, actually?
I like all music, to be honest. I like everything but classical music. So, even then, I kind of like classic.
I've been listening to this dude. His name's a little sick.
Okay.
He's an Australian rapper.
Is it like drill or...
I can find it, actually.
It's more like... I don't know how to explain it. But he has a lot of, like... He has some funny songs. He has some, like, really down there songs. Mm. And a song that I was listening to today in the car was... Where is it?
I was listening to Birds of a Feather by Billy. A bit random,
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
What else?
I don't listen to it much, but when it comes on, it's like, yeah, this is...
Memories, because I just saw it in Venom 3, and I just thought it was cool.
Who's that by?
Bye Bye Bye, NSYNC, which I still listen to. I'm not going to play them, because, you know, copyright.
Actually... Sexy Drug.
Sexy Drug by Sexy Red.
I'm in Fall in Reverse.
Oh, where am I around? I called you back.
Oh, wait, no. Copyright. Just stop. Copyright. I ain't trying to get in trouble. I'm sorry. What have you been listening to? Don't play it. Just tell us.
No, yeah. I have. So, Fat Freddy's dropped. Everyone knows Fat Freddy's dropped a new album last Friday. Did they? Yeah. Called Slow Mo. Such a good album. And then I've also been listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers, what's it called? Dark Necessities. Good song.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep.
Creed, One Last Breath. Those are like my three things I'm bumping at the moment. Good times. But yeah, I'm like fucking hype as, because Fat Freddy's are coming to Auckland next year, and I really want to go. And
oh, that's right, yeah.
They're also doing a festival in Christchurch in February, which I really want to go to, but all the general admission tickets are sold out. Electric Avenue.
Yeah.
It's got like heaps of R&B artists and a lot of...
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah. But the only downside is the VIP tickets are only on sale at the moment.
How much are they?
$100. Oh, no, $1,000, sorry.
$1,000? Yeah. I was about to say $100. Yeah, okay, let's go.
To be fair...
My broke has ears just went, what?
To be fair...
Yeah, same.
I would get it only for one or two reasons. every time I've gone to a festival, most of the times I've gone VIP, but because it's worth it. Like, it's a Friday, peak summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be boiling hot. And they offer cheap drinks in the area, yeah. like 35% off. They offer covered area. Yeah. I went to Laneway last year. And as soon as we got in, I don't know if you know Western Springs very well, but there's this big tree at the very, just before the bowl. And everyone was sitting in the shadow. Like, there was not one space where someone could sit. It was just packed with people. It was so hot. There was no breeze. It was like 30 degrees.
Well,
so,
it's in the middle of like the city. Yeah, exactly. So there's no breeze.
And because of that, it was just hell. But we were lucky to get VIP, and we got in this barn, and it had like fans and cheap drinks. Oh, yeah, and, okay. and that's kind of why I get it, just because it's usually worth it.
Like, and you usually get your private, like, own bathroom. That's away.
Yeah, bro. Like, the VIP bathrooms were so much nicer compared to the, like, public ones. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
We got outside the VIP area, went to one of the toilets, and like, bro, this is rank. Went straight back in there. It's like a private toilet, like, bougie as fuck. It's tough. That's where I met Charlie Gallagher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I met him at Laneway 20, start of this year? Yeah, start of this year.
Oh, wow.
And from there, I talked to him, and then we got him on the podcast eventually.
Sure. Eventually.
Eventually, it took a while.
Yeah.
I actually took, I saw, who else did I see there? That, fuck, Theo. I saw Theo Shakes at Laneway as well in the VIP section. I was like, yo, I felt like famous and shit. That's tough. Next segment.
I gotta plug myself real quick. So by the time this comes out, which would be Saturday, 9 a.m., I'll be stuck in this room because Friday, 6 p.m., November 22nd till Saturday, 23rd, I'm stuck in this room for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I got heaps of things planned. We got Sean, you know, Cade doing a little mukbang. Might play a game.
When are we doing mukbang?
Well, for dinner, it'll be me and Sean, but you can join in on that if you want. All
right.
And then the Monopoly afterwards. So we're going to play a game of Monopoly. Got my little cousins coming in the Saturday morning to do like a fun painting thing, which I'll talk about when we actually do it. What else? Some of the guests we've got, still more guests confirmed, but some of the guests we got Cade, Sean, Lucas, O'Shea, Thunder Geeks, which is a random guy in America who's like nerdy for comics and that. So my guy, Charlie Gallagher, Xavier, friend of mine, Furrow, Aria, we had Aria once, Wynn, my mate, Jerry, and then Jerry, and he's coming straight from, as soon as he get off the plane from Malaysia, he's coming straight here, and then as soon as the 24 hours is up, I have to rush to an event that I've been invited to talk about autism and filmmaking and that,
yeah.
So I'm gonna be fucking tired for that, but I'm really, really excited for that, so yeah. I'm going to put out on Spotify, but it won't be like a year all right episode. Like, it won't be episode 78. It'll be like that little, you know, extra thing type of thing. Like, it won't be an episode number.
Special.
Like a special kind of thing.
There was one episode we did that wasn't like an official episode.
Nah, never. It's always, because my autism would not let me. This is the one time
one that we didn't upload to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, but it would have gone to, like, Spotify or something.
Yeah, it went to Spotify.
It was the sand episode. I remember episode 5. But it won't be, like, 24 hours. The whole thing, just so everybody knows, it's a YouTube project. It'll be, like, 30, 35 minutes that I'll put on YouTube in December. And then the episode itself will be, like, maybe, let's say, a six-hour podcast episode where it's just the best clips of the whole thing. But the main idea for it, the YouTube project. So, yeah, I hope you guys... We'll do it. That's my... So, yeah, on to your next segment.
Okay, movie of the week.
Oh, my segment. Oh, yeah. I've changed it now. What's this new segment? So I've got a new segment. It's called, movie of the week, which is not really a new segment, but instead of we each pick a movie that we've seen, we each collectively watched a movie over the weekend and we're going to review it. So everybody watched The Fault in Our Stars. So who wants to start? Cade, would you like to go
Cade
first?
Cade should start.
Cade, you go first with The Fault in Our Stars. What do you think of it?
I thought it was the one about the rings.
No, it's yeah. It's
the one about Kansas. What about like Mount Doom and the rings and stuff?
Okay, so would you like Lord of the Rings? Sorry, I'm getting the idea that nobody here watched.
No. You watched it? We live together. You know I watched it.
Isn't it the one with like Mount Doom and like That like no, little gremlin. Listen, and
the thing is, I didn't watch it. The goal was for you guys to watch it, review it.
Okay, on yeah, the okay. So,
and okay. Then, yeah, I, no, I watched,
so
I watched it.
Yeah, so there's this one bald dude who's like got tank tops. He constantly wears tank tops, right?
That's Vin Diesel.
No.
That is Vin Diesel, though.
It's not.
Is this catch line?
Did anybody watch? No.
Family.
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 Did anybody actually watch?
Okay, you know, no. I'll give my comprehensive review.
No.
Let me give my review.
So they're like stuck on a stranded planet with, at nighttime, these evil things come and try and kill them. And it does have Vin Diesel in it. It's called Riddick.
No, The Fault in Our Stars. Did you guys?
No, I watched.
Wait, did I even message you to watch it?
Oh, I watched it.
Did I message you to watch it?
I watched it.
I think
it.
So.
Did I? I don't think I. Maybe I didn't. I don't think. Did I? No. No, I didn't. Oh.
Then why are we watching?
So.
All right, we're not on the wrong.
So this week, we're going to, all three of us, watch The Fault in Our Stars. We're going to come back next week and we're going to give our thoughts on it.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. The next segment.
I was gonna say, I watched Lord of the Rings last weekend.
Oh yeah.
Where's the hype? I don't see the hype.
Well, I'm pissed off because I got invited to the red carpet. Well, I didn't get invited. Wynn got invited, and he added me as a plus one to the red carpet of the Lord of the Rings production. And I couldn't go because I was in art exhibition. And I had to go to the art exhibition because it was support Xavier's sister, which I put forward. So I did the art, spoke to Xavier's family. It was a great time. I walk back to my car and I see the red carpet, bro. It's so nice. Red floor. Oh my God. It's like, so sick. But he told me it was good. And I haven't seen Lord of the Rings, so it would have been my first time seeing like a Lord of the Rings anything.
Have you seen it? Forget the movie that you said we're going to watch. You have to watch the trilogy.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings trilogy. Yeah. I'll actually watch.
What about the new Gollum movie coming out, though?
Hey?
The new Gollum movie.
Gollum.
They're making a movie called The Hunt for Gollum or something like that.
What's it about?
Is that what you mean? What about the TV? Have you seen the TV show?
No, I haven't.
I actually worked on the TV show.
Rings of Power.
Oh, that's right.
Set Productions.
Rings of Power, wait, you worked on it?
Yeah, when a few years ago. Before I was a teacher, I was working in helping, like, what's it called? Like, getting pasta parked in the right spot. I was the first person there and the last person to leave.
Oh.
And helping out with some of the sets, you know, extra work. No, I wasn't an extra, but also kind of watching and making sure everybody's doing what they got to do.
Where did they film it?
It was in Auckland, just outside of Auckland. They filmed it all over, but the spot I was in was just outside of Auckland. I don't know the exact
shit. So they filmed this.
I wasn't allowed to take photos. I was like, yeah, you cannot take photos at all.
Yeah.
That's crazy, like how they filmed that years ago and it's only just coming out now.
Yeah.
No, it was season one. Season two's already out.
Oh, well, I thought season one's just coming out.
No, season two.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
It was season one that I did.
Have you guys ever seen? Have you seen Dune?
Part one. Yes.
So, have you seen on Neon? There's now Dune: The Prophecy.
I don't have Neon.
It's a TV show. I don't think it's out though.
Yes, please.
No, it is. It came out last night.
Oh, did
I watched? I watched first episode, and it's about the I didn't know what it was about. I just saw a poster last week. When I was in Newmarket, it was like Dune Prophecy coming out this Friday. I was like, okay, cool. Tuesday. Wait, no, what are we to? Fuck, I don't even know what day of the week it is. Monday. It's Tuesday. Came out Monday, yesterday. And you know those ladies with like the weird square black gowns and they have the powers?
Yeah.
It's about them.
Oh.
But 10,147 years before the main movie start, and it's like it's 100 years after the great robot cyborg intelligence war.
It's pretty much telling what their story is,
how they started.
Okay,
I will buy both of them in a few weeks and I don't know, we'll watch them,
bro. That's
I'll
so
watch
good
them at least, like I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, they're good.
Put it this way, Dune 1 is long, but the cinematography is like so like you watch it and you're like, my eyes are like orgasming right now, it's so good. And
I don't
then
know if you can say that. I don't know if you can
bliss.
Say that.
My eyes bliss. Are bliss right
They're
now.
They're bliss right now.
And the second movie is a lot more jam-packed, and the cinematography is just as good. It's really good cast, really good movie, really good screenwriting. It can get a bit confusing because the Dune book series is actually one of the biggest book series because it's got such big like world development. There's so much going on. The books are very descriptive.
I want to talk about a book and a movie that came out on Netflix.
What's that?
Have you ever read the book Uglies and Pretties and Specials? So it's a 3-book.
I know.
Is Cuties in the trilogy?
No.
So
apparently it's not good though, or is it?
The books are great. I loved the books.
The movie though.
The movie. But I just wanted to put my 2 cents in because I felt left out.
What is it about? Like,
so Uglies is about sort of a dystopian world, and there's a society. There's 2 different societies, well, technically 3. Uglies, Pretties, and then there's the Rusties.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
Rusties.
Yeah. So Rusties is like us. There we go. Rusties is like us, you know, like burning fossil fuels, like shit like that. But they were supposed to have died out by now. So we're dead. Uglies is like everyone before the age 16. And like teachers and everything who like all these kids want to grow up and they want to be pretty. So it's like sort of setting standards for a society.
Okay.
And then Pretties are over 16. They've all got like a surgery and they're all perfect. They're like what they think is perfect.
Mm.
And it's pretty much just breaking down that sort of
societal.
Like, yeah, pretty much. And standards. Trying to go back to what they once were. It's a cool concept, like once you actually read the books.
Okay.
I had to read a book in high school called Fahrenheit 475 or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
Yeah.
That was a good book, bro. Yeah. That was like buzzing. Have you ever heard of the book, Phoenix?
No.
It's like this book where it's set in a dystopian future where you're not allowed to read. And if you've got, because it's like knowledge and the world moves so fast, like cars go 600 kilometers. There's like the billboards go at super fast speeds because the whole concept around it is if you go faster, you're not able to retain the information. So everything's fast in this world and pretty much all books are banned. So if you have books in your house gets burnt down because it's like illegal from the government.
Yeah.
And I don't remember too much in the book, but I remember the main character was like a firefighter and he was like, why did I become a firefighter? And then becomes to wonder like, what the hell are in these books that are so like illegal, and reads a book. And then I think he ended up dying or something.
Yeah,
like
that.
There's another, a book like that. It's Big Brother. Have you read Big Brother?
I've seen the TV show Big Brother.
Yeah. It's same sort of thing. So there's a society, dystopian world where there's a higher, it's sort of like Soviet Union based sort of
USSR sort of.
Yeah. And every house, every place has a camera. Every place. Okay. So there's a camera in your bathroom, living room, fucking everywhere. And you're always being watched by Big Brother. So that was like the slogan.
Oh, okay. Like that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what the book was. Yeah.
I'm going to cut the books there quickly because you had one last segment that did sound pretty interesting. So we'll get to that before we wrap up.
We have a little bit of a game. It's not a game. It's a guessing game. It's called Fact or Fiction.
Are you going to tell us if it's fact? Are you going to tell us?
So pretty much how it works is I will say either we can. Okay, I was thinking about it in the car. We can either say like a news headline, or we can say.
Do you know the answer? Obviously,
I know for my one.
Yeah, but for like.
So do we have to come up with our own? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do we have to as well? Oh, I thought you were going to feed it to us.
No. Okay, so what will happen is I'll say something as fact or fiction. Yeah. And you guys guess if it's fact or fiction.
Okay.
And then you go and we just kind of do that in a circle and see. So
can we do like life or is it like...
We can either do news headlines
that
like are absurd and we kind of like, is that fact or fiction? Or we can do conspiracy theories that kind of sound a bit like a bit schizo, but we have to...
You go first then.
So you guys know the typhoons that were happening in Miami a couple of months maybe 1 or 2
Florida,
months ago.
Florida.
They like hit the fucking...
What's his name? What was it? What's
it called? It's not Katrina. It's got Florida Sandy in the title, Hurricane, so it's going to be some fucking bullshit.
So there are some conspiracy theories in America that the government did cloud seeding in the Gulf of Mexico, and they believe that the cloud seeding within the Gulf of Mexico then got out of control and went into Florida, and... That's why they had like 3 Category 5 hurricanes within like a week.
Wait, are we guessing if this is something you've just made up or if there's something that was actually on a headline?
You're guessing if this conspiracy is real or fake.
Wait, is this something that you've actually found on the internet?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so it's not something that you've made up?
No.
Oh, I thought you were making up stuff.
You can make it up. You can make it up if you want to.
Choose if it's make up.
Fact, I read the article.
I guess it's fact then.
Yeah, it is fact. Well, okay. It is a factual story, but it's still a kind of conspiracy theory because it hasn't been confirmed by the government.
But there
are a lot of instances that line up.
Yeah.
So it is kind of fact in a way.
They do it, though.
Cloud seeding has originally started in 1920.
Yeah.
And they trialed and aired it for like many, many years. And I think after the 1980s, they publicly came out about it and said, hey, that like we can manipulate the weather.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you recall, but in Dubai about a year or two ago, there were like really extreme storms. And that was mainly because of the Dubai government was doing cloud seeding to try and make it a little rainy for the area because Dubai's in a desert.
I get what you're saying. I'm a little bit confused with my part. So am I supposed to find an article?
You can either find
an article. You should have told me this before. Wait.
You don't have to like do it today if you don't want to. We can do it next week. But
so am I supposed to find like an article and do I have to... It's either a fact or a conspiracy theory.
No. Okay. So you can either find a truthful article.
Yeah.
Or you can make one up. And we have to guess if it's a real article or if it's made up.
Search up like the stupidest articles I can. Hold up. Okay, go while I search up.
But then we'll know that it's fact.
Well, maybe I'm lying.
Maybe you know of a conspiracy that you haven't told us. Do you have anything in the back of your mind?
Search up New Zealand. I'm going to New Zealand, so hopefully maybe some of you guys know.
The largest drug bust in the world was in New Zealand.
Probably. I'd say it's a fact. I don't know, but I'm going to say it's a fact. Okay, I found one.
Fiction?
Yeah. What do you think? Fact?
Yeah, that was just a guess. I don't know.
This is in the back of my mind, so I've just gone real back. So I don't know if this is true or not, but Piha. There was a massive, massive drug bust in Piha. That's all I remember. So I don't actually remember if it's
fact. No, I think I recall hearing something about that. A Asian dude coming in
with a boat and finding
pounds and pounds of coke.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say this. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. So 15 years ago, down in, is it called? I went there on the weekend. Is it Paihia? It's Paihia. Up, right?
Piha?
Paihia.
Paihia.
There was like a little hot dog stand that made hot dogs, but I don't know if this is a fact or not, but it says that supposedly there was pigeon meat inside the hot dogs.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's false?
False.
I reckon that's a fact.
Well, I just made it up.
I know.
I just made that completely up, bro.
Funny little story. Do you know what pie hair means?
No. I did actually go there on the weekend, though.
Yeah. Do you know what Kirikiri means? So Kirikiri used to be an old mining town, which Kirikiri translates to dig, dig. Pie hair? It's good hair.
Good hair. Sounds like Whangarei's catch slogan.
Yep.
Whangarei, love it here.
Is there anything else you had?
Let me think.
Is that all you kind of written down?
That's all I wrote down, but I think I have one more conspiracy theory in the bank.
Yes.
I'm trying to think
of it. It's a short episode, but you know, we only got the studio booked to a certain amount of time.
What's the time? We have 10 minutes.
Okay, I actually can't think of a conspiracy. Do you have any conspiracy theories? I got one. Do you guys think this was more of a question? Do you guys think that the US election was rigged or not?
I don't know. I didn't follow it.
Yeah, I didn't really. Yeah,
I didn't follow it, but these are some facts that I learned about the election. Did you know? And I think my number may be wrong, but it's a very high number, like along the lines of 36 states don't require IDs for voting.
Oh, really?
So you know how in New Zealand you go in, you show your ID.
I don't know. I've never voted.
Have you ever voted before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go in, you show your ID, they give you your ballot, you write down your vote and you chuck it in the ballot box.
Yeah.
You're done. But they can easily check your ballot against your ID card because, you know, it matches. Yeah. In America, they don't do that. So you can just go in to a ballot, put your vote in, wait 5 minutes,
go in,
go down the road to the next ballot, write your vote, chuck it in the ballot box.
Oh,
and
okay.
They don't require... So how the voting system works in the US is whatever state you get, so whatever state has the majority votes, you win over, and that's your seats within the government.
Yeah.
And California has over 50 seats because it's one of the biggest states in America.
Yeah.
That state does not require IDs to vote.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then there's other states that are like Kentucky, which are like 4 seats, which do require IDs.
Yeah.
Which are kind of odd. And then also the, one of the parties, Kamala Harris's party, I don't know, when they were in power, they were bringing in a lot of illegal immigrants and putting them in...
Texas, the border.
Yeah, through the border, putting them in swing states. Mm. So states that don't specifically aren't Democratic or Republican.
Yeah.
They put them in there and they say, if you vote for Kamala Harris, we'll make all illegal immigrants legal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny that a lot of these swing states where they were imported into...
Yeah.
Were voted for Kamala Harris. I don't stand for either side. I think they both have terrible policies.
Do you feel comfortable saying who you would have voted for?
If I was in America, okay, this is a very hot take.
Maybe we won't answer those questions.
Yeah, I put it this way. I wouldn't have voted for the sense that I believe that both parties have really good policies, but I also think that they both have really bad policies. Yeah.
I personally feel I just didn't have enough. I don't have enough research on both of them as
knowledge.
I'm not I'm not American, and I know I'm very aware that one of them is a felon, and I'm sure that would play a big part, but again, I don't know the outcome of what would happen if either one of them became prisoner. Yeah. I'd need to do more research on myself.
Of course. I think a big part like to take away from it is I agree with Kamala's party for the sense that it's for the people, and it's free healthcare. Well, not free healthcare exactly, but it's caring for the people of the nation.
Getting to politics.
We'll finish it off after this. But Trump is more for the economy of the country. And I personally think that you can have the best of both worlds with both parties, just without some of the other policies like Roe versus Wade and all that kind of stuff. I just don't agree with that kind of crap. But yeah, it's kind of a hard decision.
Too much politics. We're never going to speak about politics again on this podcast.
Unless we get a politician on.
Can I have a shout out? Can I shout out to something?
Yeah.
I just want to shout out to all the whanau and everyone with the hikoi going on.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So, fair. You know? Take a minute to talk about that if you like. I'll allow that. No? All right. shout out to you guys.
You guys are doing fucking amazing.
I think we're going to start promoting the next week's episode. I know next week we have Lucas, who's going to promote our brand new movie, Untitled Story.
Let's go.
W.
So I know you're in that for like a second.
Yes, let's go. And it's like, not even me, it's a photo of me.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've seen
it. Oh, yeah. No, it's
But yeah, it's worked very hard on it. A lot of brand new actors. I'm looking forward for everybody to see that next week. But yeah, you want to finish it off? Close it up.
Thank you, Whanau, for listening. Been a pleasure having you here today. And Chloe Swarbrick, I want you on the bloody podcast. We need to talk.
Who's Chloe Swarbrick?
She is the NZ Greens politician for Auckland Central.
Or she ain't gonna see this.
Nah, she goes on.
Kia ora, auntie.
Kia ora, auntie. Come on the podcast.
She ain't gonna see this.
Tanga te whenua, you know.
I don't want to talk politics. We don't need any politics on here.
I'll do solo episodes. Good. All right.
I'll be there.
Thank you all for coming and listening.
I won't edit it.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure having you all here. Have a good night.